Blog Talk Radio.
You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great.
Greetings. Cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Oh, my God. Your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hey, los cachos.
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bag Wine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a man who is hotter than a Death Valley solar panel, the irrepressible J-Man.
Whoop-de-doo, what does it all mean?
Hola. Welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
And Austin Powers. To the number one, again, comedy show on Blog Talk Radio.
As it should be.
Back where we belong.
Exactly. When we go live, we go to the top.
There you go. That's what people were just looking for. That's what they were waiting for.
Yeah, just spontaneous, just Matt and Jay batting the shuttlecock around.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just sitting around, shooting the breeze.
Yeah, sipping on some sweet tea. Listening
like
to
that.
The studio audience cough in the background. Watching her flip me off. And that's what people like.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, it's kind of hot, too.
Yeah.
And speaking of hot, Jay, is it hot down there?
Yes.
Really?
It is hot down here. It's in the 90s. Well, currently it's 75.
Yes.
Yeah. But actually, it'll be fairly... It's early, but it's a little bit better today. We had a few days, I think Thursday it hit about 99 or so.
Mm.
And then we've had a few good days after that. And it's actually been fairly pleasant in the mornings. If you're a morning person, works out for you.
Yeah. Do you really have a time? What time of day is best for you?
It does vary. Varies by the day. Some days I'm really, really, really good in the morning. Some days it's early afternoon.
Friday I was, chatting with you on Twitter there for a few minutes, and it was early, and you said you were already showered and ready to go at it.
Hell yeah.
That's exciting.
I'm smelling fresh and ready to attack the day.
Say the same, Jay, but it's now the warm air is moving up here. You know how hot it is up here, Jayman?
How hot is it?
It is so freaking hot.
Ugh.
That's pretty hot.
That is.
Hey, we got Jamie with us.
We have Jamie with us, and, as she's, kind of a bi-curious country, I guess we could halfway wish her a happy Bastille Day.
Well, yeah.
Got a lot of French in there in Canada.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we have a lot of listeners in France.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, probably most of the French Canadians, they are descendants from the convicts who got let out of the Bastille prison.
Probably so. So, anyway, how was your week, Ben?
Not bad. It's not too bad. Next week, this coming week, Jay, from yesterday, Saturday, what was Saturday? The 13th through next Saturday, the 20th, I'm going to be putting in 67 hours at the beer mine. I know. Drive-by Mikey has hit the road for a week.
Where's he going to?
He's going to Tennessee, Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg.
Really? What are you going to do there?
He'll probably drink, swim, eat, repeat.
Well, things you can't do in Ohio, I guess.
Exactly. Well, you know, the last couple of years they've gone to Florida. But with the Zimmerman trial, I told him you might want to go to Tennessee. Avoid Florida this year.
Things talked about being hot. Things are a little hot.
Yeah.
Down there.
Tempers are flaring and rising.
In case anybody somehow hasn't heard. Breaking news as first reported on IWS. On Friday, on the website, IWS Radio, George Zimmerman was found guilty. Oh, wait. No, he wasn't. Well, the coin gods aren't always right.
No, they're not.
And he was found not guilty of second-degree murder and intentional manslaughter and whatever else they tacked on.
Right.
And, a lot of people seemed shocked. I don't know why they were so shocked.
I was not shocked. I had two theories on this. First of all, the second-degree murder. One of the culprits in this case is the vagueness of this stand-your-ground law in Florida.
If you think you're in fear,
it's probably written by a bunch of South Palm Beach Jews.
Well, no, it was written by the gun lobby. And it's a feature, not a bug. And of course there was the prosecutor who was clearly thought he was going to get his big moment on TV, get the big conviction and become a TV lawyer pundit. Now he's just the laughing stock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
But now I think that second degree murder was a bit of a reach. I mean, they basically had to convince the jury that when George got out of his vehicle with the intention of going and murdering Trayvon.
Well, you know, it couldn't be manslaughter because doesn't manslaughter imply some accident? And when you stick a gun in a person's chest and pull a trigger, that's not really an accident.
Apparently Florida law has some peculiarities, and I know that seems like comes as a shock to people.
Yeah,
who's ever been to Florida. Find out things are a little odd down there. But they said that there's a whole host of intentional and unintentional manslaughter charges that they could have gone with, and they didn't. But anyway, that's that.
It is.
That's that. George is a free man and got his gun back.
His ankle bracelet removed.
Yeah, he'll be back out on patrol tonight, probably.
Yeah.
Packing heat. Troublemakers.
Looking for Skittles packing people.
That's right. Hey, you can put an eye out with one of those Skittles.
I know
enough.
You can. Well, I'll tell you what, Jay. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the only other thing is the lack of rioting.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
They had everybody predicting riots, and hell, CNN was practically begging for them. Come on, people, riot! But
didn't
get them.
No, a lot of white gun-toting, Second Amendment, right-wing white people were. Come on, bring it on, bring it on.
That's right.
Praying for
we're
that.
We're going to go.
Praying for that guilty verdict.
There were a lot of neighborhood watch officers who were ready to go stand their ground.
That's
the riots
right.
broke out.
They were all going to stand outside the gate of their gated community and make a little video saying, "I am George Zimmerman."
Yeah.
And now Wayne LaPierre, he was probably in his big 4x4 pickup truck, all 5'2" of him, and come on, I want a guilty verdict. We need a new marketing tool.
Yeah, he's totally screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of conservative websites that finally just gave up early this morning, and they went and found video of the 2011 Vancouver riots and posted it, hoping that people would think it was Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But last night on Twitter, and I'm really impressed that somebody was so quick with it, somebody on Twitter pointed out that it's really, really odd, quite the coincidence, that this Zimmerman trial suddenly happened right in the middle of all the NSA, IRS, and Benghazi scandals.
Oh, God, of course. It's a distraction.
Uh-huh. Tails wagging the dog here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, there were a lot of really hilarious, I'm not racist, but tweets about Zimmerman.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know who weighed in on the verdict, Jay, late last night?
Who?
Canada's own Justin Bieber.
Well, of course he did.
Yeah, here's what he had to say. Here's what he had to say.
No, he didn't end it with a fuck you to Bill Clinton or anything?
No, he didn't, because that would have been too hard to crop out of that video.
Well, anyway, it's always good. It's good that Justin is, got a bit of a social conscience now.
Yeah, socially aware.
Commenting on important people and events of the 90s.
I know. This week, he dabbled in the realm of law and justice and was talking to Bill Clinton about politics earlier this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Another fine Canadian.
Yeah, love the Canadians.
Oh, I do, too. Some of them. Like Jamie.
Yeah. Jamie, but I don't know. There's some
William
others
Shatner.
I can do without.
William Shatner.
Well, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, all the way from Tel Aviv, Ariel Sharon chimed in on the verdict as well, J-Man.
Oh, I need to know what he had to say.
Okay, well, let's check that out.
Well,
I think he disagrees. I can't tell, but I think he disagrees.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty negative vibe coming off that.
So there we go.
Yeah. Well, the pranksters got loose.
They
last
did.
Last night.
Really?
Yes, they did. USA Today had a reporter outside the courthouse, and he was getting quotes from real people. And he sent his little article in, and they posted it real quick on their website. And he had a quote from a concerned citizen who was saying that that it didn't really matter whether you agreed or disagreed with the verdict, because that's the way things work. We had a trial and we had a verdict, and now that's that. And the quote was by a man named Howie Felterbush.
Of course it was.
So shout out to Howie Felterbush for getting quoted in the USA Today.
That is excellent.
Unfortunately, Pat McGroin was not available.
Hi-yo!
Speaking of the journalistic integrity of USA Today and journalists in general, our friend and colleague, Daryl Parks, Trayvon's family's attorney, but, the one who works at WLW.
Mm-hmm.
He pointed out an article in USA Today where a writer for USA Today said the trial hinged on whether George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin. And I think that fact had been established, hadn't it?
And that wasn't really the part that was in doubt.
No.
Although there are some people that seem to have missed that. Part.
Yeah, well.
My favorite are the ones who were implying that as the self-appointed sheriff of the gated community and the neighborhood watch program there, that somehow George was a position of authority, and therefore Trayvon should have stopped and answered all his questions and polite. And
right.
But then again, most of those people think that, that was a great time in America when a white person could stop any black person on the street and demand to know what they were doing, and they would have to comply.
And we can get back to Zimmerman here in a second, but once again, speaking of journalistic integrity, we have J-Man. Oh, God, I can never find it. Here we go. This was just in the other day.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. And the NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what roles each of them played during the landing on Saturday.
Yes.
Yes.
That is kind of sad.
Yes. Well, it's unfortunate they didn't have the names of the full crew, all the flight attendants. I mean, there was... There was some dumb guy.
Yeah.
Why So Dim was there.
Uh-huh.
You Stinky. And Mi Hung Lo.
Of course.
And, of course, that's perfect segue there, Matt, to our inaugural person of the week.
It is.
over on IWSradio.com, our website there.
Yep.
And, you know, we used to do the Babe of the Week. We decided to get rid of that.
That's sexist.
And, yeah, of course, and switch to Person of the Week.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that the Person of the Week was a hot Asian babe.
Mm-hmm.
The hero flight attendant from Asiana Flight 214, Miss Lee Yoon-hee, who carried people to safety and got people off that plane and was in charge out there and saved a lot of lives.
That's right. So to her, we give her a big old...
Damn right. But yes, I saw the names. That was somebody's crowning achievement in pranksterism.
Well, and the worst thing is, you know, 85 editors and then the producer and then the chick reading it on the teleprompter. Yeah, they just never picked up on that.
No, yeah, just, and in fact, you think that about halfway through the holy food, hey, come on, that, you know, thinking about that moment, they would have, you know, stopped and said, you know what, guys, I don't know.
The worst thing is, it was a TV station out of San Francisco. You know, you come across a Chinese person or two when you're out there.
Occasionally, you run across a few of them out there.
Uh-huh. Koreans, Chinese, Vietnamese.
Yeah, and the NTSB is blaming on a summer intern.
Yeah, of course.
The old unnamed summer intern. And, you know, I kind of like it. We're probably going to do that ourselves.
Yeah, I know. And if I knew
from time to time.
If I knew who that NTSB intern was, we'd have to hire him or her right away.
Oh, absolutely. But, yeah, anything that goes wrong here on the show, any mistakes made, any blog posts that upset people, we'll just blame it on the old summer interns.
That's right. In fact, now that you say that, we may have one tomorrow and introduce him or herself on IWSradio.com.
Yeah, good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks.
In fact, we'll hire that summer intern, and then we can retroactively blame things on him or her. You know,
yeah.
Stuff that happened 2 years ago. Oh, no, that was the intern.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So let's see what else is going on. Oh, hey, Robert Zimmerman got loose. George Zimmerman's brother.
Really?
Got loose, yeah. And last night he wanted to know why the police aren't investigating Trayvon now. No, that's serious. He actually did say that.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, Trayvon, he's not hard to find. Just go to his grave and question him.
Being a little hard. I don't think they could do whatever they wanted him. I don't think that dude will talk.
I don't think so. They're going to have a tough time getting answers out of him, man.
Because he is badass as they described him during the trial. You're not getting flat out of him.
He has the mythical black man superhuman fighting powers, you know.
Yes. I'll tell you
that
what.
Apparently
just
enhanced even more by one toke of a doobie.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people didn't see it because it was like at 3:45 last night, Jay. Chris Matthews, you know, he had to chime in.
Oh, good old Chris.
Oh, yeah, he had to chime in on this. He had a special 1:35 edition of Hardball last night. Chimed in. So let's see what old MSNBC's Chris Matthews was talking about the Zimmerman trial.
Good evening. The Zimmerman verdict is in. I'm Chris Matthews. Let's play hardball. With me is the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Reverend Jackson, what say you about the not guilty verdict in the Zimmerman case?
It's egregious. A ruse. Preposterous. Fred Hall. Leon. All gone. Zimmerman. Women. No justice. No beast. I'm a murder fool.
Ha! Next, we have the Reverend Al Sharpton. Reverend Al, some are claiming that George Zimmerman and his defense team have been lying the entire time. What say you?
You know, I grew up here in Brooklyn, and we used to come home from school. My mother, some of the ladies in the neighborhood would make blueberry pie, and we would rush in knowing our mothers were still working, and we'd eat. They'd come in, did y'all eat the pie? No, and blueberry be all over our face, man, and we didn't do it. We were the ones fighting. But they got the blueberry pie all over their face. They were the ones eating the pie.
Ha! That's all the time we have. Join us tomorrow for more Hardball.
You're listening to I'm Stupid on the BTR Network. And I'm naked.
They got the blueberry all over their face.
They do.
Oh, good old Chris Matthews.
He's a man.
I like him because he won't let anybody answer. That's my kind of guy right there.
I know. That was kind of that really was a special report.
Yeah. Oh, he was very tired at 3:25 in the morning.
Exactly.
That's when you really finally get to answer questions from me.
Mm-hmm.
But Robert Zimmerman also on CNN said that he was really concerned that some vigilante would take the law into his own hands and come after his brother.
Really?
He then died. Yes, he then died of irony poisoning.
That's very good.
Thank you. I got a feeling that Robert's about to be the new hero of the conservative movement. I think maybe Sarah Palin should go ahead and just go back to Alaska and run for the Senate, because Robert might be about to take her place.
Uh-huh. All right. If anyone out there would like to chime in on the Zimmerman verdict.
Yeah, give us a call.
You could always call in on the Big Dig Hotline at 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852. I was looking at the host call in, and it kind of threw me off.
661-244-9852. Yeah.
661-244-9852,
you
that's say? That's it. It's the heat, Jay. It's getting to me. 661-244-9852. Big Dick.
Okay. There we go. All right, and I'm putting that phone number on the old Twitter machine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, some Twitterites, some Twitterinos.
Uh-huh.
Some Twittinators.
The studio audience is still laughing at me.
And we have some Florida-related breaking news here.
Really?
Speaking of people that the state of Florida cannot convict of murder, word this morning is Casey Anthony is pregnant.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting to see how long that kid lives. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See how many years you get out of that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe this one will be just right.
Maybe she'll like this one.
Yeah, it won't make a sound, no crying.
Won't bother her, won't get in the way of her lifestyle.
All right.
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway, I'm just glad to know Casey's got a boyfriend out there.
Yeah.
Wasn't concerned about her past.
Phew, I'd like to meet this guy.
Yeah.
Woo!
Hey, yeah. Well,
there is redemption, though, Jay. There's redemption.
Oh, of course there is. And I totally believe in redemption for most people.
Yeah.
And shout out to Lillian Gao on Twitter, my good friend on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
who just retweeted the number and link to the show. So thank you to Lillian.
Oh, that's very nice.
And let
me
know.
Did she get the right number? Did she get the
yeah,
right number?
Yeah, the number is the number is correct. Yeah, absolutely. And so shout out to Lillian. And hey, Lillian, let me know if you want to make babies anytime. I'm just,
yeah.
Oh, what? Anyway. Very funny Twitterer. Tweeter.
Yeah.
Great sense of humor. Yeah. Asian. Those Asian chicks are always funny.
Oh, God. They're all great.
Yeah. Awesome.
Especially at the one on our website today at IWSradio.com.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
A hero. You know, I was thinking about that, Mr. Howie Felterbush, who I think we should try to get him on the show sometime.
We should.
And we also need to get, and that reminded me of one of the great moments in history when Bill O'Reilly, who, of course, loves to answer fan emails,
mm-hmm.
When he answered the email from Jack Mehoffer.
I think you may have mentioned that before. Nothing gets by Billo.
No. So unless people call in with some Zimmerman stuff, I think we've pretty much covered the Zimster.
Yeah, we have. And that takes care of the first half hour. And I'll tell you what, Jay.
God, we're only 32 minutes in.
Oh, we'll be fine. I'll tell you what, Jay. Because we are the number one comedy show on BTR.
We are.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be talking to one of the newest Americans.
Hell
in
yeah.
These United States of America.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Louis.
The
Iceman will be here. He passed his citizenship test.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty exciting.
He's not official yet.
Well,
he's
got to
go through his ceremony. But he passed his test, and he's good to go.
Oh, here's a good one on the Twitter machine.
Lay it on me.
A tweet from Ali Abunima, Abunima, A-B-U-N-I-M-A-H. As a vigilante who murders unarmed brown U.S. teens like Albadurum al-Aliki, Obama must be relieved at the Zimmerman acquittal.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I'll give him one of these.
Or better yet, that is so sublime. I'll give him one of these.
Yeah, maybe so.
Jesus.
All right.
Woo.
Well, you know, this was an incident that was not getting any media publicity whatsoever until Obama politicized it.
I know.
I mean, sure, all of the Zimmermans had already been on Sean Hannity's show and, you know, and all that. And the white supremacist groups were already raising money for him. But it was Obama who politicized this, according to Karl Rove.
Right.
But he didn't just politicize it. According to Karl, he politicized it and he tore America apart.
He did. And it came to fruition last night when there was, well, not much rioting.
Yep. He proved his point with the lack of riots.
And the Department of Justice looking into this case is public record, while Zimmerman's wife lied about how much money they raised for his legal defense fund.
Right. Well, you know.
Hey, we have a caller.
This could be bad.
It could be.
We'll see how this
but
goes.
We'll handle it. 248.
Hey.
You're with Stupid.
It's Ed from Detroit. Afternoon, guys.
Hi.
Excellent. Who are we talking to?
Ed from Detroit.
I'm sorry, I missed your name.
Ed from Detroit.
Ed.
All right, Ed. How you doing? Ed, you're with Stupid. How you doing?
I'm okay. I just was going to make a comment. I want to get your guys' opinion. I'd watched the Zimmerman trial a little bit. You know, I didn't get too much into it. But as far as my feelings and the consensus is, you know, the verdict came out. You know, they did their trial, did the course. You know, it's like there was no fair trial unless it was a guilty vote. That's how people are. Now it's like everybody's up in arms and the legal system's all screwed up and this is all a racial thing. And the bottom line is, well, you know, that's just the way the justice system works. You're not always going to get the verdict that you feel that should come out. And just because they came back with the non-guilty verdict doesn't mean the justice system is all screwed up and then, you know, that Obama needs to step in here and this is a big racial thing. It's just thought, oh, well, you know, just have to accept the fact. That's the way they, you know, the way things are, the way things go. But that's how I look at it. There was a fair trial done, and, you know, some people aren't going to like the verdict too bad. But it seems like now, you know, but I was wondering if I can get your guys' opinion on that. That's my kind of feelings on this whole Zimmerman thing.
No, I agree with you totally.
Yeah.
As I mentioned to Jay earlier, I think a lot of it lies in the vagary of the stand your ground law. I mean, I think the jury followed the law as it is written in Florida. And I think something should have happened to Zimmerman, but as far as the legal system goes, no, I think they did what was correct.
They followed the instructions as the judge gave them, and they came back with a question about the manslaughter.
Right.
And so obviously they wanted to, you know, they double checked to make sure on that one. And you know, I mean, the state has all the resources in the world and it has an armed police force to back it up, and they took their shot at George and they missed. unlike George. So, yeah, you know, I mean, it's, you know, they didn't get Casey Anthony, they didn't get OJ, they didn't get George.
Yeah, just the way it goes sometimes, but I'm not on board with all these protests. I appreciate your guys' opinion, but, you know, I don't jump up and down that Zimmerman's not guilty and he's a free man. You know, I don't really care too much for him, and the whole situation, you know, could have been avoided in a way, but you know, I believe in the legal system. It has its problems like everything. So, but I'm just not on board with all this stuff about, you know, these protests going on. And this is, a big racial thing, and the legal system needs to be revamped. And there was never a fair trial. I'm not on board with that.
Well, I'm not either. I think there was a fair trial, and it was played out, and that it is what it is. And that's why I really don't watch trials while they're going on, because it's not my job to speculate, defend, or object to anything. It's it's that of the jurors, and that's how this system works.
Yeah. All right. Ed in Detroit, thanks a lot for calling.
You bet. Take care.
All right.
Have a great day, man. Yeah, call anytime, every Sunday, noon to 2 or 11 to 1, your time. Bye. He's already gone.
Yeah. Well, that was weird. Do you know why that was weird, Jay?
Ed in Detroit, everyone.
Well, that was pretty good because he just called in, had an opinion. He wasn't one way or the other, and he wasn't a freak. My God, what is happening to us, J-Man?
I'm telling you, I sat here with my the cursor on the hang-up button, and I didn't need to. My apologies to Ed. He's just a good, decent American citizen who just had an opinion and wanted to share it with us.
Yeah, see, you are like George Zimmerman because you assumed Ed from Detroit was up to no good.
I assumed I was going to have to shoot him.
Shoot him in the chest.
Virtually speaking.
Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, so Ed in Detroit, this is for you, buddy.
Yeah, that was nice. You know what else was nice, Jay?
And you know what? I believe that call probably came from Miss Lillian. Retweeting our show and number for me.
Oh, very
like
good.
That. I'm guessing because I don't know anybody in Detroit.
I don't either. Well, I know Kilpatrick, but, well, you know.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if he's allowed to make phone calls.
He only has phone privileges on Saturday mornings from 9 to 9:15, though.
Yeah. I worked on his campaign back in 2001, I think it was. Walking the hood.
Yeah, see, now there you go. See, people, you know, oh, look, our justice system is all screwed up and it's all, you know, it's a total mess. Hey, we put Kwame Kilpatrick in jail and we put Lauryn Hill in jail. What do you people want?
Yeah, something sad happened during Ed from Detroit's phone call, though, Jay.
What's that?
Dana Liu logged in and then logged out.
Really?
All within 52 seconds.
What's up with that, Dana Liu?
I don't know. Maybe she didn't like Ed.
But she doesn't know Ed.
Well, she doesn't like him. Well, George Zimmerman didn't know Trayvon.
Well, that's true. That's true. And he hated Trayvon anyway, didn't he? Yeah.
There you go.
All right. That was outstanding.
That was. That was good.
And I'm still shocked at how well it went.
I know. We had a middle-of-the-road, common-sense kind of guy just calling
it. Yeah. Basically, which is, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Which anyone can do it. 661-244-9852. Thank you very much.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, Ed was just one of these it-is-what-it-is kind of guys. He just accepts things for the way they are and doesn't get too worked up about them. And obviously it wasn't anything personal with him.
No. I to a point, agree with him wholeheartedly because I am also it-is-what-it-is kind of guy. I mean, mm-hmm. I think George Zimmerman was in the wrong, but this is how our legal system works, and I think it is, for the most part, the most fair in the world.
And yeah, and like I said,
sometimes people slip through, but it was the law.
Yeah, the state got their crack at him. They had all the resources they needed, and they didn't get him. You know, they brought the wrong charges, if they shot too high and all that, that's on them.
George Zimmerman didn't shoot too high.
No, he did not.
He shot right on the mark, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad. Pretty good for a guy who was almost unconscious.
Yes. Of course, it's easy to shoot someone when they're on top of you.
Yeah, well, true. Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Got
what?
Big news down here. Big news here in God's country.
Oh, I heard
making
a rumor about this.
Making the hard left turn here on you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. We got some big news down here in God's country. They're going to make a major motion picture down here.
Holy cow.
They're going to make. That's a long drum roll.
That is a long drum roll.
Yeah. Impressive. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, they're going to make a movie about the Bald Knobbers.
Of course.
Not the Branson musical bluegrass group.
Mm-hmm.
But the vigilante, the masked vigilante group.
Mm-hmm.
That the precursors to the George Zimmermans of the world. See how I tied it in?
Huh? Yeah, that's very good. That's very good.
All right. And Dana Lou's still nodding back in the chat room. My goodness.
No,
give us a chance, Dana.
And well, she's probably got one of those Sunday accounting meetings.
Must have, yeah. Well, we'll discuss Dana and what she caused earlier this week here after a while. but anyway, they are making the movie, and our very own Bobby Kraft.
Is
about to become a movie star.
Wow.
He can feel it. You know, Bobby's got a Twitter account.
Oh, I know he does.
He's getting after it over there for his 4 followers.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bobby's a lot different than people think.
Oh, I know. I noticed that myself.
You check out that Twitter account. I mean, just the other day, Amanda Bynes
mm-hmm.
tweeted, and of course she's pretty deep, you know. She tweeted, "Whatever angers you owns you." And Bobby saw that, and he tweeted back to her, "Your vagina makes me angry."
You know, which is odd because when I walk into Bobby's office, he's usually drawing doodles of ponies and rainbows.
Very odd. He'll surprise you, won't he?
Drinking a Pepsi, just kicking back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got his feet up so the air conditioning will blow up his shorts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so we figured the best thing to do would be to call up our very own Dixie Ozark.
There you go.
And have Dixie interview Bobby about his upcoming movie stardom.
All right. So, Jamie, wait a minute. This is kind of like breaking news.
Well, yeah, it kind of is, yep. Here we go. We got Dixie talking to Bobby.
All right.
Hi everybody, Dixie Ozark here for IWS Radio with some big news here in God's country. They're going to film a major motion picture right here. How exciting is that? And you know what else? Our very own Bobby Kraft is in line to be one of the top billed extras. So IWS Masterminds Matt Man and J-Man thought I should interview Bobby about his upcoming movie and subsequent Hollywood fame. Good morning. We're here with movie star Bobby Kraft. Thank you so much for being here, and it's an honor to meet you.
Well, now you know, Dixie. I've known you darn near all my life. We lived only 3 houses down from you before you and Duke moved out into the country.
I know, but this is a formal interview of a movie star, so I need to be like those people on Access Hollywood.
Oh, that's right, Dixie. I'm sorry. Let's just start over.
We're here with Hollywood movie star Bobby Kraft on IWS Radio. Thank you so much for being here, and it's an honor to meet you.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for inviting me on, Dixie. I'm a big fan of your work.
Well, isn't that sweet of you? Okay, first thing, they're making a movie here about the Bald Knobbers, and you're going to be an extra. I didn't know you had musical talent.
Oh, I don't, but luckily, the movie is about the masked vigilantes who roamed the hills of southern Missouri, northern Arkansas back in the 1880s.
Oh, won't that be exciting? I never did care much for the Bald Knobbers show in Branson, and since you're such a history nerd, this is just perfect for you. Are you going to play one of the bald knobbers or a villain?
I'm going to be a villain. I'm just sure of it. I think it's, you know, more the natural thing for me to play, especially in my first role.
Well, I hope you're not one of those people who gets hung down on the public square. That might be some bad karma.
Well, that's a good point. If my character has to die, I hope it's in the big shootout, you know, like Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. But I think I could do a really good death scene.
You know, the whole county is going to show up for tryouts for roles as extras. Why do you believe that you're going to get a big part?
Well, I was in the drama club for one semester back in high school, and I've always had a dramatic streak about me. Plus, I have a secret weapon that's working in my favor.
What's that?
I'm willing to do a nude scene if they ask me to.
Bobby, do you think you could really do that?
Well, heck yes. I'll get naked for you right now.
Bobby, stop. Bobby, I'm not kidding. You put your pants back on and sit down.
Sorry about that, Dixie. But you just have to know that it's, you know, it's all about the art, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes for my craft.
Well, that's very true. People do have to sacrifice for their art. What do you expect to happen after this movie?
Well, I reckon I'll either move to Hollywood and maybe make a new character for True Blood, or more likely, though, I'll be moving to New York and be Hannah Horvath's new boyfriend on HBO's Girls.
Wow. You know, Duke and I love True Blood. Hannah on Girls is a little too slutty for us, but it's still a good show, I guess. This is so exciting. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me here. And don't forget, Dixie, you and Duke are always welcome to come stay at my mansion that I'm going to buy out in L.A., right next door to Natalie Portman, I think.
That's so sweet of you and would be so exciting. Anyway, for IWS Radio, this has been Dixie Ozark, along with soon-to-be movie star Bobby Kraft. I'll see you soon, if the Lord's willing and the creek don't rise.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
That was awesome. That was good news for Bobby.
Yeah, he seems pretty fired up about it.
You know what? You know what is ready to, even better news, J-Man? I managed to make a plate full of country fried steak while that interview was going on.
A nice 4-minute interview. Yeah, hell, I went to the bathroom and hung out, checked Twitter, looked out the window, retweeted Lillian Gao and thanked her for the retweet, or, you know, tweeted her, and then asked where Dana was on Twitter, you know. And
I can't wait to check out the entire interview when I go to IWSradio.com, see what I missed.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I wasn't listening. I was just, you know.
No, of course. You got to listen to these things a couple of times. They're very subtle people.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that'll probably end up on the YouTube page. You got that all fixed up, right?
Of course I did not. But
it'll end up on our... It'll end up on our Facebook page at facebook.com/IWSradio.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah.
Yep. We saw and this week that...
On Tumblr. Where's that?
IWSradio.tumblr.com.
Ah, okay.
Hell yeah.
You know, and speaking of Dana, now that you mentioned Tumblr, you know, she was drinking with us last night on Tumblr. And now...
Mm-hmm.
She logs in, logs out, probably just so she can say, I listened. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, just so that her she'll show up there on the recent listeners list.
Yes.
Because you can only get on that list, folks, if you register an account with Blog Talk Radio. It's free and easy, just like your host.
Exactly. And speaking of hosts, we know one who interviewed us this past Tuesday, J-Man.
We were the special guests of honor.
Yeah.
On the KDD show.
Yeah. She asked us several questions. They were all good. And, well, I'll tell you what, they were so good. I captured the radio show, Jay.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so we could play little snippets of it.
Okay.
Yeah, here's one.
We're sorry, but the Blog Talk radio show that you are trying to access has been deleted from our queue at the request of the host. Goodbye.
Hmm. That's interesting.
That's weird. That's weird. Yeah. Well, anyway, that happened.
Yeah.
Well, technically, Dana happened, and then that happened.
Yeah, I know. There we go again. There we go
yeah.
again.
Drive by Dana. Just happened, and things. You know, we went on the show, and Katie asked us questions, and we yucked it up, and we
yeah.
you know, joked around. We had fun. Everybody was laughing. We were laughing.
Yeah.
The studio audiences were laughing. The band was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And it went fine. It went great. Katie was a little upset afterwards. And, you know, I reassured her that everything was perfectly fine. It was great.
I myself, the acerbic Matthew. Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine. And then Dana with a less than friendly tweet. And somehow by the end of the night, we were a couple of bullies who picked on and threatened Katie and were just horrible human beings. And I don't even know how the fuck we got there. But that's what happened.
I know. And it was all Dana's fault?
Yeah.
And you know what I say to Dana? You know what I say to Dana about that?
What?
Oh, you're going straight to hell for that one.
Thanks a lot,
that's right.
Dana. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Yep. And then when the show was deleted, so nobody can go and listen to it for themselves and make their own judgment. That's pretty handy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Delete the show and then make all kinds of claims and accusations.
Yeah, I got a few from one. Her sensei.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's,
yeah. Boy.
Once a certain somebody realized the show had been deleted, and I don't believe you can put a show back up if you're a free show. But once she saw that the show had been deleted, she knew she had free reign to make
attack.
Shit up. And
yes. Attack.
Attack.
Us. Because you
attack.
Got thrown into this, too.
Yeah.
Because
always.
I don't know
what
kind of people you two are.
Yeah. All of a sudden it became you two. What kind of people you two are. Hey,
what
now.
What did I tell you I like? Because I don't like to be alone. And I was alone
no,
there for a while.
I tell you, I was reading through. I was reading through everything she said, and I'll be honest, I was chuckling a little. Until I hit that, what kind of people you two are, and I was kind of, hey, now.
Yeah, that kind of hurts that you tell me that, though. That's okay.
But anyway, that's that for that.
Yeah.
We tried. We tried. We went on the show. We had fun. We did a good job. She did a good job. Katie did a good job.
Yeah, in all truthfulness, I don't know where the problem was.
I don't either. I really don't. I mean, I honestly don't know what happened and what the deal was.
Well, crazy guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I'll tell you what. You know, enough of this downer talk.
Yeah.
You know, something big happened this week, J-Man.
Something really, really big.
Yeah, you know, screw the Korean flight, the George Zimmerman trial, this radio interview, the chaos in Washington. Something very nice happened this week.
Something red, white, and icy happened.
You know it, baby. And let's see if we can find out what that was. And you can talk, Jay, while I'm done.
I can. I can talk. I didn't want to distract you. I thought maybe I would distract you if I was talking, but
no.
Anyway,
you
let everybody know we were.
I just hope I have the right phone number, because you know how tight you act.
Uh-huh. He's a sneaky one.
He is a slicker.
Hello?
Lisa? Hello?
Hello?
Louise? Hello?
Where's Louise?
Hello?
Getting some feedback.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Where's Louise?
Actually, you got called in to work.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's not right.
He probably told him to call him in so he could get out of having to talk.
Nah, he was a little upset. He didn't want to go in, but one of the guys had to take off early or something, and I was having trouble with his truck.
So whom are we speaking with?
This is Michelle, Louise's wife.
Michelle, why did I think Lisa?
I don't know. Well, that's my sister's name.
Oh, hello.
I think I just got Louise into trouble, didn't I? So, Michelle,
well, you know,
are you proud of Louise?
Am I proud of him?
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Well, there you go.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, because now I told him he's really stuck with me because he's a citizen and he can't run to Mexico and get away from alimony or child support if he tries to divorce me.
There you go. That's what it was.
He didn't think this through, did he?
No.
Man,
now
ladies.
You can't run and hide in Mexico. They'll come look for you.
Uh-huh.
They will.
And ladies and gentlemen, when you're out there listening, we're talking to Michelle, the wife of the beer mine Iceman, who just became nearly an American citizen on Friday, or Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, he passed his test, but he hasn't gone through the ceremony, is that right?
Right, he has to wait for a letter to go to the ceremony.
Right. See, if he had already gone through the ceremony, when they called to have him come in to work, he could have said, no, I can do it.
I'm an American.
I'm an American. It's Sunday. I'm going to sit on the couch and drink beer and watch sports.
So
yeah.
Do you have any idea when the ceremony is going to be? They give you a time frame?
No, not really. I think it's within a month or two.
Oh.
You can receive the paper, but you know, because it's immigration and stuff, you know, they don't move fast. That's why they can't catch them coming in.
I know.
That's why
there's 12 million of them here, for God's sake.
The only people moving fast are the ones running into the country.
Right.
I have to ask you this, Michelle. Since Thursday, has he exhibited any signs of being an American, like pulling his shorts down to the middle of his legs and walking around?
No, I think he was peeing outside, though.
Excellent.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's a natural thing for men all over the globe, though.
I think he wanted to be free.
Yeah. Well, has he gone into any big rant about all these illegals that need to go back where they came from yet?
No.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, he said they asked him 7 questions, and he got 6 of them right and missed one.
What did he miss?
He didn't tell me what one he missed.
Hmm. He only had to answer seven.
He had to answer seven questions, and then they, you know, like, go do little tests about how well he speaks, reads, writes, understands English and everything.
Really?
And they, yeah.
Well, that's pretty much the exact opposite of every Republican's claim about how people become citizens. Fascinating.
Yeah, he had to do all that, and he had to prove about the signing for the Selective Service.
Yeah, he got that taken care of, didn't he?
Yeah, he thought he hadn't signed up, but he had talked to a recruiter once before to try to go in the military, but he couldn't because he wasn't a full citizen and everything at the time, but somewhere in there, he did sign up for the Selective Service, because when the immigration gentleman that was interviewing him looked it up, he did have a number. So they're thinking when he talked to the recruiter, he must have signed up at that time. But he said that was great, you know, because it, you know, left no problem or anything, so...
So he is a true American because he's just signing things that he has no awareness about.
He's putting, you know, any official document, he's just signing that, baby.
Yeah, yeah, I'll sign it. What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't sure he had signed up.
And I'll tell you what, Michelle, he speaks great English until he gets excited. And then he sounds like Speedy Gonzalez. Yeah. What? What? Slow down. Slow down. Slow down.
Well, there's a couple things he has trouble with, a couple words that our son and myself point out to him, you know, like food. He says food. He doesn't say food. He says food. Because we make fun of him. He sounds like the Arby's commercial, good mood food.
Yeah. Well, does he say good instead of good or good instead of good or whatever?
Yeah, somehow good comes out okay, but it's food. I don't know if it's putting the F with the ood or what. I don't know. And girl, he has trouble saying girl. It comes out goal.
Well, I've heard him at the beer mine. He has no trouble saying girl. Not that I'm saying anything.
Not trying to start anything.
Oh, okay.
He has no trouble saying sexy either.
But he says that to but he says that to Matt, though. Hey,
yeah, you didn't hear this from
I'm
me.
I'm not sure he's never said that around here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think in 13 years of marriage I've ever heard him say anything was sexy here.
Uh-huh. They're devious.
You know, he didn't even, he wasn't even a time when he was standing there in front of the full-length mirror going, oh, you sexy.
Oh, no. I did kick him one time singing I'm Sexy and I Know It, and I asked him to keep it a secret to himself.
So you guys going to have a big celebration when he has a ceremony?
I might get him a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Oh, that's very American.
There you go.
I know, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He loves McDonald's. He says McDonald's is the stuff.
Just the stuff, huh?
Well, I didn't want to say the other word.
Oh, okay.
But I told him, I don't know if some Americans could answer some of these questions. The little booklet they gave him to study of some of the questions.
Really? Like what?
Oh my! There was a few. I'm trying to think of a couple. I know there was one about the rights of. Yeah, do. There was a whole list of questions in here, and I'm trying to. I know there was one about, Something about the final law or something. What is the final law or something like that?
God is the final law.
Thank you.
And George Zimmerman's going to find that out, isn't he?
I was trying to find it because, but it basically just said, you know, like all people have to obey the law and that government has to obey the law and, you know, everybody's got whatever and uphold the law and all that. And I was like, okay.
That was a true or false question, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. What is the rule of law? That's what it was. What is the rule of law?
That's a question? Oh.
Yeah, what is the rule of law? Everyone must follow the law. Leaders must obey the law. Government must obey the law. And no one is above the law.
Oh.
Did it end by saying, in theory?
I think it's except Republicans.
Well, I tell you, if I'd gotten a question like that back in school, I'd have written a 2-page essay full of double talk.
I just had never heard. I mean, I knew everyone, you know, must obey the law and all that, and I've always heard those phrases, but I never knew there was an actual, you know, like overall title called the rule of law, you know, or whatever. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Did you help him study? Did you quiz him, ask him questions, and have him answer and stuff like that?
I had rush through the book and like would pull out questions sometimes randomly, you know, but he basically looked it over, you know, and stuff himself. But when he went to go for the interview that morning, I said, did you study? Have you been studying? And he goes, no, not really.
So pretty much you didn't help him at all.
Yeah, he pretty much knew most of it. You know, he you know, I knew he knew all about, you know, the Congress and the Constitution and how many congressmen and all that, you know, or whatever. And he knew all that stuff.
I'll tell you why that is, because in Mexico, unlike in America, kids in school learn American civics.
Well, it's amazing how much
because they're all going
understand.
There.
They understand our, you know, laws and immigration laws and stuff, you know what I'm saying, more than we do. There was so much.
They do.
Because they're
yeah,
taught
I mean,
them in school. Because they're on their way.
Well, even today, I've had people, you know, even today, like, ask me and say, well, didn't he automatically become a citizen when he married you? And I was like, oh, no, no, no. It don't work like that no more, you know?
People don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we should know, you know.
Let's not get that out because I have a couple of mail-order brides that still think that I'm talking to.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's things that we should know. I mean, and it's amazing, like you said, how much they seem to understand all of that more than we do. I mean, but I knew Luis knew, you know, we've watched that jaywalking on The Tonight Show and stuff, and where he'll ask people, you know, those questions. And, you know, a lot of the people here, you know, Luis knew the answers that, you know, a lot of the younger generation now doesn't know. You know, they just don't
kids
know.
Kids today, yeah.
Or like my boss.
No.
Your boss?
That's funny.
Yeah, there's a lot in here that's just, it's crazy, this little book, I tell you. I'm surprised he knows what he knows. I mean.
Well, the great thing about being an American is that he's allowed to forget it all now. He doesn't really need to know it anymore.
No. He's going to throw 2 bags of ice into our ice chest and then take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll have a helper and have him do it all.
That's something else. He understands that very well about, you know, taking a break and having a right to take a break. And
oh, boy, don't I know it. I've seen him Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
He smelled it before he gets it into the machine.
Yeah, he studied the old Know Your Rights booklet pretty heavily. rather than the rest of the stuff.
That's what it was. I think he was studying that book instead of the one about all the congressional stuff and everything.
How many stripes there are on the flag.
Well, since Luis is not here, J-Man, do you have a few citizenship questions for Michelle?
Well, I got a couple here.
I got a couple, too.
Okay. Well, I'll just start with one of the easy ones. Michelle, do you know how many stripes there are on the flag?
Do I know how many stripes are on the flag?
That is correct.
Oh, I believe. See, now you don't make me look like them people on jaywalking. I believe it was I want to say 30 something, but I'm not sure. Honestly, I'm not sure.
Did you actually say 13?
No, I thought it was 30. Or is that?
No, you.
Stripes.
I think you said 13.
Yeah, and you're right.
Thanks for covering, guys.
Well done. And do you know why there's 13 stripes on the flag? You know what they stand for?
13 colonies?
Well,
there you go.
Well, I tell you what, I can't give her the fanfare because that's one of the great myths we're taught in school. In
really?
School, we're taught, yes, that the 13 stripes stand for the 13 colonies. In fact, that's the age that Thomas Jefferson lost his virginity.
Oh.
Was that to Shaniqua?
Yes, it was to Shaniqua.
Oh, my goodness. You go, girl.
All right, Matt, you got any questions for Michelle?
Yeah,
oh, no.
Michelle, who was the first president?
Of the United States?
You see, you ruined the joke. Thank you very much. Okay, he passes on that one, J-Man.
Well, you didn't specify. You could have been asked to be Mexico. I don't know.
You're right. That's where I was going.
You either get a point for getting it right or for ruining Matt's joke.
Uh-huh.
I should get 2 points for ruining the
maybe
joke.
So.
Okay,
maybe so.
We'll give you 2 points for that.
All right. Do you know the minimum voting age?
The minimum voting age is 18.
Yeah. 18.
All
right. There you go. Do you know the minimum number of times you can vote in Chicago in one election?
Isn't it two?
No, you
sorry,
want to, you want to toss me a lifeline?
I'm sorry, it's four. It's four.
Four?
I thought it was 56.
I don't know. It's not quite as outrageous as people think.
Well, I was reading the Kennedy letters.
Oh, yeah. Well,
maybe I should ask you guys some of these questions.
Oh, bring it on.
Bring it on.
Are you good at that stuff?
Oh, boy.
How many justices are in the Supreme Court?
Eight.
Nine.
No, there's eight. Clarence Thomas doesn't count.
It is nine. It says nine.
Oh, too bad we don't have a buzzer for Mac on that one.
You say, okay, under the Constitution, some powers belong to the state. What is one power of the state?
Minimum beer prices. State minimum beer prices is one.
Yeah, they can do that. State gets to write their own voting and election rules. That's why every state is different.
They have their own militia.
The state militia.
I don't like that question.
Abortion? States have their own abortion laws.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it says providing school and education, provide protection, police, provide safety, fire departments, give a driver's license, or approve zoning and land use.
Right. Yeah, militia. The police is the militia. We got that one.
What's next?
This is easy.
Hell yeah.
What do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, God. Actually, if you want to get philosophical.
I mean,
you
technically,
swear loyalty to the flag and the pledge, but
right.
I think that transfers to the country.
Right.
And then since 1956, you're always swearing loyalty to God, which it was not intended
right.
for.
Right. And if a Republican is president, you're swearing loyalty to the president.
Yeah, exactly. And Fox News.
Well, that too. So,
mm-hmm.
nailed another one there.
We're on a roll. You can't trick us.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Let's try this. Why did the colonists fight the British?
Because they liked their chamomile. And tea prices were just too damn high. Just like the rent was too damn high.
Exactly. And that whole thing about, like, independence
and well, there's that.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. What does the book say?
Oh, it says because of high taxes, because
mm-hmm.
the British Army stayed in their houses,
mm-hmm.
and because they didn't have self-government.
There you go. There's another
Nailed
one
it.
Right, okay? Oh, God. This is so easy.
We are such great Americans.
The Federalist Papers supported the passage of the U.S. Constitution. Name one of the writers.
Alexander Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Wow. You guys are amazing.
And you know what? Here you go, Michelle. Alexander Hamilton, who is one of my favorite founding fathers. He wanted desperately to be president. Why could he not be president?
Repeat the question.
Alexander Hamilton, whom we just mentioned,
yes.
could not be president. Why was that?
He wasn't voted into office.
Well, that, but he wasn't born in
hey, that
United.
Is a reason. That is a reason.
Well, he couldn't even run for president because he wasn't born in the United States. He was born in the British West Indies on Nevis Island.
Hey, just because it wasn't the reason you was looking for doesn't mean I didn't give a reason. You said give a reason.
No, I didn't say you were wrong.
I gave you the fanfare. You're absolutely right. You get a point for that.
And plus he was shot dead and Weehawken, New Jersey, or whatever it was, by Aaron Burr.
Yeah. I was going to say the fact that he was gunned down by Aaron Burr kind of hurt
his
feelings.
I'm a true American.
Right?
If I don't know the answer, I'm good at getting around the answer.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I was thinking about that this morning with Luis on that test, and I was going to let him know that, you know, a real American would have cheated.
Right.
But, yeah.
Now, he may tap into their, you know, computer program there or something and change that one answer he got wrong so that he could have all seven right.
Well, I suspect that Edward Snowden is already doing that for him.
Oh.
But I suspect more likely Luis will say he gave us 108 bags of ice when he only gave us 102.
Well, I don't believe there was anything mathematical on the test. It doesn't say they had to be able to.
Well, that's a good thing because our ice count's always wrong.
Well, that's because he's counting in Spanish.
I know. He doesn't get the conversion rate from peso bags of ice to dollar bags of ice.
See, that's why he can't become a truck driver because when, you know, they say that they'll pay him by the mile, you know, he starts talking kilometers and all that.
Yeah, I know. He's still on that 5/8 thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it gets all confusing.
No,
so they won't allow
it.
Him
that's
to be a truck driver.
Yeah.
You know, like an over-the-road, you know, semi-driver. Because he can't add.
Mm-hmm.
But he's getting mad at his son about learning his multiplication.
No, he got to learn them. They come in useful someday.
Oh, but how's he going to get mad at him for not doing multiplication and he's going in third grade and he can't even add?
Well, part of being a good American is demanding that other people do things you're not willing to do.
Exactly.
Maybe if Luis wore sandals or flip-flops to work, he'd be able to count on his toes and then he could add right.
Yeah, maybe
uh-huh.
he could, but I'd rather he didn't because I have to look at that.
Uh-huh.
Well, you guys got chili cheese dip there, don't you?
No. We don't carry dip at the beer mine.
You don't?
No.
Every time he takes his boots off here at home, I start smelling Fritos. It makes me want chili cheese dip.
Of course it does.
Hi-yo!
Do you have any more questions, Michelle?
I could give you more if you want.
Oh, sure.
I didn't want to bore everybody.
Oh, no.
This is good radio right here.
Exactly.
God forbid somebody might learn a thing or two about, including myself.
Well.
Because I don't even know. That's what I said. It's pretty bad. It makes me ashamed. Show you how I listened in school.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or the school I went to, but. Because I find it funny that almost everybody that works at the donut shop I work at, Stan the Donut Man.
Uh-huh.
Everybody went to Belmont High School.
Huh. You know, you got that Stan the Donut Man plug-in. That's going to cost you $50 because you just advertised on our radio show.
Yeah, we'll be sending a bill to you after the show.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's how America works.
That's how America goes, yeah.
That's right.
And we'll have the accounting department fire off a bill.
Uh-huh.
That's
and
not
if you
saying
don't
much.
Pay, if you don't pay, we'll have our law firm on your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They're fierce.
You can just add it to my credit report.
I'll just add it to mine at the wash.
Yeah, whatever.
Here we go. This is perfect right here. This is perfect. Okay. Name one war fought by the United States in the 1800s.
Really?
No, name one? Hmm.
1812?
In the 1800s. In the 1800s.
Spanish-American
one?
Oh, we're good. Oh, Jay, we got to pick the Mexican-American
that,
one.
That was pretty close right there. The Mexican-American War.
Uh-huh.
And the Spanish-American War or the Civil War or the War of 1812. Either of those would have been sufficed.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Zachary Taylor, 1848. Spanish or Mexican-American War.
Huh? When we stole the American Southwest from Mexico.
And then
they intend to take it back just as soon as all those Mexicans move out.
Then we
and the economy recovers.
It did, and we unified the Spanish Southwest under the Gadsden Purchase of 1854.
Mm-hmm.
Under Franklin Pierce.
I didn't want everybody to feel like they was in school. That's why.
Yeah.
Or here, this is perfect too. Name one state that borders Mexico.
Well, it seems anymore. It seems like Ohio, but.
I'm going to go with this is a crazy one. I'm going to go with New Mexico.
That is one. Yes, that is.
Woo! I was sweating that one out.
I know.
Give yourself some fanfare there, Jay.
Yep, gave myself a little pat on the ass for that one too.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey,
well, I wonder why they all crossed over in Arizona then. Why?
I think that's the easiest place to go.
Yeah, they're
the least. That's the path of least resistance right there.
Yeah.
But guys, we have some breaking news here. Miss Dana Lou is on the Twitter machine. And her excuse today is that she has no sound on her computer.
Oh, of course not. Well, maybe she could hit the mute button and she'd have some sound.
Yeah, that's an idea. Maybe do a little restart.
Just throwing it out there.
Do a little restart. Or had she called?
At 661-244-9852 on the Big Dick Hotline, she could have talked to us directly.
Or just listened in right there.
Exactly. Just like Jamie does, our favorite Canadian, who are very nice people. They're nice border people.
Yeah.
They're not always trying to infiltrate the country.
Maybe we should infiltrate theirs.
We should. There
we
go.
I've very seriously considered it. And now that they allow gay marriage, I have twice the opportunities. Just,
exactly.
Moving up there and becoming a Canadian.
Do you speak French?
No.
Side wee wee.
Sacre bleu.
See, yeah, you're good to go, Jay, man.
I thought the only word he knew was wee wee. Wee wee. Is Dana the one that was on the one day we were discussing the?
Yep.
Was that Dana? I thought okay.
I got a question.
She cannot hear us today.
So she says.
Uh-huh. I just told her on
for you.
Twitter. I told her, cool story, bro, on Twitter.
Michelle, are you ready for an American history question?
Oh, Lord.
This should appear on every citizenship test. What year did the Americans land on the moon?
And that is on the test? You're sure of that?
Well, it should be.
Oh, it should be.
Yeah.
What year did the Americans land on the moon?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I
Do. 1962. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you're wrong. We never landed on
Darn.
A moon. It's a myth.
Darn.
It's a conspiracy.
Darn.
They made it all up on a Hollywood soundstage.
Exactly.
I knew that looked like Clint Eastwood.
Yep, Clint Eastwood and Ronald Reagan.
Hey, J-Man, you think you're so smart. I got a question for you.
Okay, I really never claimed to be all that smart, but go right ahead.
I don't know, Ben Franklin. We all love the Benster.
Cool dude.
Can you name all of his 18 mistresses?
No, I can't.
Well, it's a trick question. He had 18, but they were all named Myrtle. He had a Myrtle fetish.
Some people have blonde fetish. Some people have an
Asian
fetish.
Exactly. He just liked
he had a Myrtle.
Myrtle. The weirdest thing. You know, Jay?
Maybe it was Myrtle Girdle.
It could have been. I'll tell you what, Jay. I was going to go out here in about 20 minutes, but traffic looks like it's backing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we ought to check in with the official IWS traffic reporter.
We should.
If I can find him here. Here he is. Quick
He's lost the traffic.
Report. Yeah, that's right. Here we go.
This is Dusty Sandman with the IWS Radio Traffic Report live aboard IWS Action News 1. Traffic throughout the Redneckville metropolitan area is moderate to heavy today. Everything flowing nicely on the north side of town from the Fashion Center Mall all the way to Walmart. However, it's bumper to bumper along Lakeshore Drive and even across the Main Street Bridge, crossing Lake Redneck into the downtown area. There's been a minor accident with no injuries in Midtown as someone was gawking at the huge ceramic cow in front of Hudson's grocery store and rear-ended another driver. Let's all avoid that area for the next half hour or so if possible. Traffic over in Bagwine is very light and calm throughout most of the city today, with the exception of the streets around the local methadone clinic, as is usual for a Sunday afternoon. And, as always, let's be careful out on South Burnett Road, as there will be a lot of tourists out there trying to get a good picture of the world-famous beer mine. With the traffic report aboard IWS Action News 1, this has been Dusty Sandman. Back to Matt and Jay in the studio.
This is former President Bill Clinton, and you're listening to IWS Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and I feel your pain.
All right, there we go.
I don't know how much he feels my pain after that.
All that traffic, you must be either close to the beer mine or a methadone clinic.
Yeah, both.
Well, you know, that would make sense. You got the methadone clinic, the beer mine, and the pizza joint, all right there together.
Yeah, it all comes together. That's good city planning right there.
It sure is. One of the state's rights.
That's right.
You got control of that zoning and shit.
Oh, Michelle.
Yes.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. There's one question that's on the
that's
not on the citizenship test that we forgot to ask you.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
What are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
Well, it's the middle of Sunday afternoon, and I don't have to work.
Go on.
And I'm just lazying around the house, so of course I'm wearing my old faithful gray shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, when Louise has to go to the ceremony, it's specified on there that he was to dress in proper attire with no flip-flops or shorts or anything like that. And I think that's very un-American.
And it probably said no sombrero either, didn't it?
I was going to say. Yeah, no coming in wearing the Mexican flag shirt either.
And don't be coming riding in on a mule. Good God, have some dignity, man.
Hey, Matt, we have a caller.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness.
You stay right there, Michelle. We got another caller. This could be
okay.
This could be big.
920, you're with Stupid.
I didn't.
Hello? That's good.
Excellent. That's the best call we've ever had.
Well, you know what? It's nice, Jay. We get a little hit for it, and we didn't have to talk to them.
That's true. That's true.
We would like that from everyone. Just call in. Let us
hang
say
up,
hi and hang up.
In true American fashion, it was probably a bill collector.
Oh, if they knew it was me on the air, I know it was.
It sounded like somebody might have been attempting to use Google Voice or something like that, and it was just a little too complicated for him. Or maybe Skype.
Maybe it was Dana.
She probably could handle those programs, but you never know. She might be a little frazzled.
Maybe she was trying to talk but couldn't hear that she
well,
was
she's
talking.
Well,
she
got too many numbers running in her head.
Uh-huh.
Real quick, how has she been doing? Has she been doing okay?
Who,
the
Dana?
Surgery? Yeah, is she the one that had the surgery?
No, that was my schmoopy.
Oh.
No. She's talking about the weight loss surgery, and yes, that was Dana.
Oh, that's right. See, I was thinking about myself, J-Man.
I know. And as far as we know, Dana is feeling great. She's feeling good enough to troll BTR hosts on Twitter and get us in trouble. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So she must be doing just fine.
Well, that's good. I know that's off the subject, but I was just wondering.
There's nothing off the subject here.
That's right.
Because we're people pleasing people, just like Hudson.
That's right. Just like
anything
Hudson
goes.
Exactly. It's just like the Mickey Mouse Club on Wednesday. It's anything goes today.
Well, I hope it's not like the Mickey Mouse on my underwear, because I wear a size 10 and these are a 7, and it's every time I put them on, it ends up looking like Goofy.
Really? J-Man, really? We're going to have to cut that out. That's going on in the intro right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
and we're not going to tell Luis about this either, are we?
No.
Right.
No.
That's what he gets for flirting with them girls at the beer and wine.
At the beer mine?
At the beer and wine drive-thru.
No. No, never.
Well, you said he called him sexy.
No, I lied.
You lied?
Yeah, of course.
Ooh, that's pretty hurtful, Matt.
Well, he just stands there and he lies to us because he'll say something like 128.55 when it's really 115.36. It's just You know how this
Maybe he was calling you sexy in the hopes that you wouldn't realize
Probably.
How much he was charging you. Maybe he was trying to deter you.
He was trying to get me in the cooler, wasn't he?
But I got to tell you, Matt, I'm a little disappointed that with that lie there. You know, we've built this into the number one comedy show on Blog Talk Radio based on our integrity and honesty.
Yeah, but there's things you got to step around.
I really almost couldn't finish saying that.
You had to force yourself.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You know who never lies, J-Man?
Who's that?
Paul Pyatt.
Paul Pyatt. Hell right. Damn right.
Hey, Michelle.
Paul.
Yes.
Are you ready for a little poetry?
Sure. I love poetry.
Poetry and Such with Paul Pyatt.
Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, I have some special news for you. I, Paul Pyatt, have cast myself upon and into the shallow waters of yet another estuary of social media. That being the social media platform known as Facebook. Last Sunday evening, through the magic of electronic mail, I received a communique from an associate within the IWS radio family, beseeching me to further my outreach to the masses and paint my words and thoughts upon a larger canvas of life and incorporate Facebook into my arsenal of artistic expression. I did just that this week. So today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer unto you a poem by me, Paul Pyatt, titled Paul.Pyatt.9. I'll be your friend. Will you be mine? Please befriend me at Paul.Pyatt.9. Your smiling face upon my timeline, I'd like to see it at Paul.Pyatt.9. Post your thoughts sublime, I'd like to read them at Paul.Pyatt.9. Poetry and Such in Facebook time, you can read it at Paul.Pyatt.9. Paul.Pyatt.9, by me, Paul Pyatt. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, Paul Pyatt.
You're listening to I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
So, could you give it? Could you give us the his Facebook page again?
That would be Paul.Pyatt.9.
Excellent.
He has 16 friends, Jay.
Nice.
Can I tell you who a couple of them are?
Well, sure.
Okay. One of them is Slider Ballscock's doppelganger, Mike Hartsock, of WHIO TV fame. And another one, are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
Debbie Daly. No,
fantastic.
That's classic.
That's excellent. Well, she doesn't hate Paul like she hates you. And
so there you go. That was pretty
All
good.
Right.
One of Michelle. Michelle?
Hello?
Yeah,
you there?
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Oof.
Yes, it was.
Were you moving?
I didn't want to interrupt.
Okay.
I'm trying to be courteous. I don't want to be rude.
Well, we're not used to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, what kind of example are you setting for Luis by being courteous and not rude?
And
you do
at
least
Dana.
Get into some, you do at least get into some kind of road rage, don't you, to show him how it's done here?
Oh, of course. He's learned that lesson well.
Well,
driving the ice truck and all, he's learned that lesson very well.
Yeah, when you first met him and you were riding around and he was driving, did you ever have to say, "You can turn right on red in America," to him?
No.
They can't go right on red down there in Mexico. It's against the rules. That's how they bust Americans. You take your own car into Mexico?
He probably said, no right. Just go norte.
Yeah, down there in Mexico, you take your own car in and you turn right on a red and they'll pull you over and shake you down for $50.
I think they'll pull you over for about anything down there.
Well,
some of them ain't even officials.
That's true. Kind of like Florida. Kind of like Florida like that, you know. Just some average citizen, you know, demanding
to know
what you're doing.
I don't like the look of those Skittles.
The angry
Skittles.
Did
you guys know that Luis's last name is also the name of the state that he's from?
Oh, really? Guerrero?
Yeah. And I asked him why was that. I found that odd when we first, you know, got together. I said, that was odd to me. And he said, yeah, it's not odd. And I said, yeah, that your last name is the same as the state that you're from. I said, I never heard nobody named John Florida.
No.
Or, you know, Mary Ohio.
Well, you know, it is fairly common for immigrants. I mean, you know, there was Vito Corleone, right? They named him after the town.
And
he's from the state of Guerrero, Mexico, and that is his name as well.
I should say it properly, Guerrero. I did know a Savannah, Michigan. Man,
Michigan.
Movies we made.
But that's true. That is true. Ask him. He's from Guerrero, Mexico. He's from Cruz Grande, Guerrero, Mexico.
The big Cruz.
Yep, Cruz Grande.
People refer to
me. He never
told
you that?
No. Although, you can ask him.
No.
You can ask him my nickname. He saw me running one day, and I told him I am El Gato Grande. The big cat.
Yeah. No, when he came on the show last time, I asked him where he's from. He just said, Mexico.
Well, he's a man of few words.
Yeah.
That he is.
He is. I like him. Oh, God, I love him. He is.
He just, he just says this, and then, you know, and to the point, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Huh?
Hey, Jay, he's what I like. He's a minimalist.
That's right.
But he tells me, because I tell him sometimes he's very, particular. He's very, you know, picky. And I tell him sometimes he's too pickety, you know, or whatever. And I said, you know, if he gave me 10 things to do and I did 9 of them, you know, and did them good, he would pick out and point out the one thing that I didn't do or didn't do good. You know, he'd pick on the one thing and wouldn't say nothing about the other 9. I tell him this all the time. And you know what he tells me? That he's like a doctor. No news is good news. If he doesn't say nothing, then everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's what he tries to tell me. So he's the Dr. Mexico. No news is good news.
Uh-huh. Wait, we have more breaking news. Live from the chat room, Miss Dana Lou says that the caller earlier at 920 was Mike, her boyfriend's son. And that they were calling in to listen to the show and didn't press one to talk to the host.
Mm-hmm. Man, she's pretty creative in her excuses.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. She's one of these people that she knows the basic rules of BTR. She exploits them to her benefit. Kind of like knowing the basic rules of the Stand Your Ground law and exploiting it to your benefit.
Yeah. It's kind of like she just shot us in the chest, J-Man.
Yeah, in you know, radio terms. Yeah.
Yeah, at close range.
Yeah.
But that's okay. She's not guilty of anything. She is a
no.
super fan. No. She's a super fan.
I'm glad you didn't say super freak. I was about to break out in some disco.
Ooh. Ooh, that'd be hot. Jay, remember, remind us to, we got to cue that up so she can dance on the air. Oh, yeah.
All
right. I did.
Well,
I thought for
about...
a split second you would go say super freak.
Yeah. So yeah, we got about 3 minutes left, so we probably need to wrap it up here.
Yep. Wrap
Michelle,
it up and take it.
Yep. Michelle, thank
well,
you so
I've
much
been...
for calling in. Oh, wait, we called you. But anyway, thanks
yes,
for being on
did,
with us.
That's fine. But now you guys, I've been trying to work on a little poem myself real
Ooh.
Quick. And maybe you guys could help me with that, work on it in the next few weeks or something. But it's along the lines of like a, Mexicans are hot, but the sand is tan, but not the same for my man. He is tan, but he's not hot. Something along those lines. I was trying to... You guys
it
can help me out with
so
that. You can think about that.
Freaking hot.
Yeah, my man's tan, but he's not hot, you know.
Oh, well, he's hotter than heck.
But he's got a farmer's tan. He's got a farmer's tan. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
Just trying to fit in.
Well, I should say for an American guy.
He's just trying to fit in with the Hank Hills of the world.
Yep.
Look at his driving arm
yeah.
and have him pull his little socks down a little bit, and you'll see he's gets, yeah. He gets that little farmer tan.
I'd rather not do that.
You'd rather
take
not?
The word for it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you might find it sexy.
I find him sexy. I don't care where he's tanned.
I just like the way his winky holds his belly up. That's what I find attractive.
You know, okay, we have 60 seconds.
And.
Thanks a lot, Michelle.
Thank
All
you
right,
so
guys.
Much, Michelle.
Viva Luis.
Bye, guys. Have a good
All
day.
Right. Bye-bye. And J-Man, another great show.
Another quality episode.
Yep.
Quality entertainment at a fair price out there, folks.
As always, I will talk to you on the radio next Sunday.
Hell yeah.
And you
and
will
everybody.
And you will see IWSradio.com on the website tomorrow.
Hell yes.
All right. Number one,
right.
baby.
Woo!
Woo! Bye.
Bye.